Welcome to the Card Custom Home and Architecture Podcast, the podcast that guides those looking for a home that expresses their unique lifestyle to release creative DNA into their project and have it completed while keeping the artistic vision alive. Now, here's your architect creative, J.D. Carling.
All right, everybody. Today we have another special guest. We have Nate Mainers.
How you doing?
From Mainers Concrete. I'm doing good. He's here today because, as you know, we've been going through this series on all the architectural specifications and materials. And part of Division 3, obviously, is the one called concrete. But there's also 12, which is like furnishings. And Nate specializes kind of in the mix of multiple zones. So we'll just call this 12 plus other stuff. So we'll get into the fun part of things today. Nate, can you, just to start out to give people context, you know, here we're talking about custom homes and maybe entrepreneurs who have like a new business, like you work with dentists and stuff like that. So it's a new build for them, but they want custom stuff. So can you just tell us a little bit about your company and then we'll get into today's topic?
Yeah, I mean, I specialize in decorative concrete. So I don't pour like slabs and pool decks, things like that. I pour anything from countertops to wall panels, custom sinks, just furniture. I've done quite a bit of concrete furniture, you know, things that are more bespoke than what you'd think concrete could do. So the motto is, if we can mold it, we can make it.
Yep.
So, you know,
you did a mailbox too, right?
I did a custom mailbox. That was fun. You know, a lot of stuff is a one-time pour. It's been very rare that I poured the same thing twice or made the same thing twice. I mean, so those are the fun aspects of the job, but they're also the challenging aspects of the job because there is never a prototype, and you're doing a reverse basically of what you want it to turn out to. You have to build the reverse to make it come to fruition.
Yeah. So if you don't know, one of the things I show a lot is the kind of cornerstones or the time capsules that we do on our project. And I think you've made all of them so far for us. So that's like another, that's not a particular thing. That's just something we came up with. And then Nate has figured out how to, and not all of them have gone into the building the same way. So we've done a different form, a different form for each one of those as well. Okay. So we'll just start a little bit at the beginning for the people that are listening. So we know that, you know, you guys out there, everybody is interested in having a custom home built around your idea or your dream about the way you want to live. But on the outside, you know, once you start getting into that level of detail, like you said, custom furniture or countertops, what are some struggles that you hear from people when they're trying to figure out what direction to go in?
Well, I think first is countertops. You know, a lot of people ask about the concrete. Obviously, is it heavy? How hard is it to clean? You know, will it look like Corian? Or I like to say that no piece of concrete is ever the same. Color matching is very difficult because concrete is kind of a breathing organism. I mean, it ebbs and flows with temperature, but no piece of concrete's ever been the same. And if you want a countertop that looks like Corian or quartz, it might be best to go with that. You know, concrete is just, it has a mind of its own. It has a personality. I always say that every piece has its own fingerprint. Every piece has its beautiful imperfections. And I try and make it as perfect as possible based on, you know, what the renderings would be or, you know, even measurements. And a lot of times we get really, really, really close, but it always has a surprise. And I don't know, that's the challenge, but also the fun aspect of it. It's also the very frustrating aspect of it too.
So I think what I'm kind of picking up out of that is, because it's funny, like I'm your client too. The person where, I mean, you have people that you work directly for, but in my case, like Nate has worked with me when there's like, let's say an owner, but there's also me and I've done the design of the overall architecture. And so trying to get the expectation of like, what is this going to look like? Because it just, sometimes people might think I like concrete, but you know, there was one project where you did these purple panels for us and you made the panels several different colors and poured them, had photos. And then we saw them in person and then we saw them inside and outside. The colors are different. But I think that is what was great about it, was seeing like the natural mixture and the natural beauty of that and how it played into the space. And when you made all the panels, I think the variation in it is what you don't get out of quartz or something like that.
It's I mean, everything I do is handmade, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember you guys giving me the color sample and I'm like, we're going to get close. Mm-hmm. We did. We got close. And then it was 20 of those panels. So these panels were like 40 inches by 10 inches by like 5/8 thick. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't pour all 20 panels at one time, right? Yeah. I don't have that kind of space, nor do I have that. So we had to make one mold. I made two. One didn't work. So we were pouring basically one panel in a sequence of 20 or 30 days.
Yeah.
So it always boils down to how much water was in it. I did the color formulas right, but they varied. Mm-hmm. And they varied in texture and they varied in color, but they worked. You know, the same thing with the tile job you and I did one time. We aimed for a certain color. Then when it was up on the wall, it looked so rad because it had so much different dimension to it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think so. That was the external thing. I remember it was like one thing we realized is even the humidity. Mm-hmm. Affects the drying time. I mean, that's just like structural concrete too, but then when you're doing color and texture, those things, the curing or like maybe like bubbles or swirls or things that show up in it. So to me, it's like deciding that this is, that's what you want, is like the movement of this natural material and then internally feeling that connection with it when you see the sample or you see the previous. Thankfully, there's lots of jobs that you've done that people can go see and see all the different colors and textures and stuff around town.
Yeah,
totally. That you've done. That's a real helpful thing too. So we talked a little bit about kind of like color or curing in general, like with those panels that we did. But what about when somebody, like I can think of one sample, you didn't do it for me, but you did it for someone else. I thought it was really cool. You've done some sinks for us. One thing that Nate's really good at is like, you'll give him a task like, hey, I need these curved panels, right? And then he'll do like several samples and then he'll be like, hey, I had a dream. One thing I would like to discuss, because we talked about the material and the texture and stuff, is when you get a task that's not something that's off the shelf.
Which is always.
Yeah. So what is the process like of thinking about the materials or the forms that you're going to you're gonna make?
Well, I think even before I really started doing this professionally, I was always looking in every thrift store, in every whatever store, looking for things to mold concrete in.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously about the mold. Sometimes like when I'm presented a project that I've never seen before or is a challenge, I have to figure out how do we mold this?
Yeah.
Right? You presented me, this was over 3 years ago now, with the Lineage, and we wanted a fluted panel, right? And that was kind of going to be the make or break for the whole job.
Yeah.
So I think you, I'm pretty chronologically correct. So this was about November of 19. And you said, well, yeah, well, we're looking for this fluted panel. And so I was like, okay. And then I had about a month and a half easily to really just kind of try it and figure it out, because you guys couldn't find it. It was...
So that was the thing. We couldn't find anything that resembled it.
So, you know, I'm a faith-based man, and it took me a long time. I was going, you know, through the box stores trying to find molds to make a fluted panel.
Yeah.
And I got to a place where I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I mean, I'm sure I had a couple conversations with you like, okay, we can buy big old pieces of PVC pipe that are, you know, 10 foot long and they're like $60 a piece. And then I'm going to try and run them through my bandsaw and hope they don't twist. And for one flute, right? We needed panels that were 35 inches tall by, so it just wasn't working out. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of scary. One of my mentors that I like to follow on online, Seth Godin, his thing, him and Chase Jarvis, I don't know if you know who they are, but their thing was, try something today that may not work, right? That's been my motto for 3.5 years now, is just, well, let's see. And so I remember going to sleep one night and just like, God, I can't figure this out. Like, I don't know what to do. This is either going to launch me into a great career or, you know, I'm going to keep selling microphones. And I'd been doing concrete well before that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
just,
I remember.
Just
yeah.
goofy stuff, right?
Like, well, that was more furniture-based, furniture I think, at the
time. Furniture-based, candle holders.
Planters and stuff, yeah,
planters, things like that. So I went to sleep and woke up the next morning, and I just felt like, hey, go buy a pair of these things and try them out. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Like, it happened. And I remember reading about Ben Franklin, who would fall asleep with a bell when he was trying to figure out an idea. He would fall asleep with a bell connected to him somehow. And when he fell asleep, there was something in his brain that could figure things out. And somehow he woke up. I don't know.
So what he could write it down or something?
He would write it down once he once he woke up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the bell was for, but it was Ben Franklin. Maybe
he needed that extra sound.
Yeah, I think he just wore a bell the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was that kind of thought process. Go to sleep on things,
yeah.
You know, look around, look everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there have been a few things now that I've made that it's just, oh, wow, that looks exactly like what I'm trying to do. Maybe if I edit it a little bit and, you know, run it through the bandsaw or whatever. So came up with it. And here I am 3.5 years later, thanks to you.
Yeah.
You know, that was a great launch pad job, but it was because, you know, I had to kind of keep searching and it took a while. So another job that I did for another client, the same thing happened. You know, they presented me with an idea of they wanted this marble chisel edge to a vanity and they wanted it to look like chiseled marble. I spent a month like carving clay and nope, that looks doofy. And then, you know, breaking rock and punching that into clay. No, that looks doofy. That just looks like broken rock. Same thing happened. There are materials and I'm not going to like, you know, it's kind of a trade thing for
me. Oh, yeah,
but
for sure.
It happened and it was rad. It came out really good, but took patience. It took perseverance. Took a little bit of faith, a lot of faith. And yeah, so it was cool. I don't know if that was answering
your question. No, that's perfect. Yeah. I like thinking about those things again, too. I mean, I've even seen you've done really big pieces. And then so it's like even moving them is...
I'm a one man show, right?
But like you just getting the extra large pieces, you know, sometimes they're 8 feet, 9 feet
yeah.
long with curves and... You know, like the bar that you did recently was yeah. like every piece was a different curve. And then.
Yeah, you don't do easy. You don't.
Yeah.
JD doesn't like design like normal, right? It's, yeah. I don't want it to be straight, but I want a little curve. Yeah. So, like I said, no piece I've ever poured has been completely identical.
Okay. So then we've talked about a little bit about the, I think, more sculptural pieces and stuff like that. Tell me about one thing. If you haven't been. Checked out Nate's stuff. It's at Mainers.
At Mainers, M-A-N-E-R-S underscore concrete
okay.
is my IG. So.
Okay. You make a bunch of different tiles, but they're all exploratory. Can you tell me, explore the exploratory
sure.
mindset that you have with the tiles that you make?
You know, I love textures. I love things that are a little bit out of the ordinary, but you have downtime. You can't pour a piece of concrete and come back in an hour and it's done. You have downtime. So a lot of what I've done, especially in downtime where you just don't have any work or whatever, is create different tile textures and different patterns and things. And so I love doing that. I'm a big proponent of being able to touch something and feel the difference. And I love making wall tiles. I've got quite a few prototypes of things I'd love to see installed. It's quite the task to convince someone to, hey, check out my concrete tiles, you know, where there's box stores like crazy. I mean, I kind of joke that I'm the cure for the boredom of the box store because you can go into Home Depot and decorate your whole house. Mm-hmm. You can do that now.
Wasn't there, was a real estate office, I think, that you made these like folded panels for?
The real estate, you talking about... up in Lake Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You yeah, mean
the,
so that
the
one,
panels.
Yeah, I was like, I call them, they were like butterfly shaped.
Yep.
It was almost like a
they're,
book that was kind of
they're
open.
My flying V type.
Yeah, so I think that what is kind of cool to me is you'll make stuff to explore, and then there's like the appropriate project or thing comes up that you
sure.
use them on for those. So I think that was cool because I've been in there and seen it. And
it was
really
right
cool.
after I started Lineage,
yeah.
right? So again, it was one of those nights I'm at home and I was like, I'm going to make a tile. And so I made this little tile that has a really cool V shape. And Then I went to dinner with a buddy of mine. He's like, oh, I just bought this house off of Yale right down in Ivanhoe District. And, you know, I don't know how to decorate it. I said, hey, I have a cool idea for an accent wall. Because I would by no means try and put my tile in someone's kitchen at that point, you know, because it's concrete, it's porous. And showed him the tiles, kind of gave him the vision of it. And that was the first install of those tiles. And then, of course, with Nick, you know, he saw those tiles and then wanted something like that on his real estate office wall. So we made these panels because he couldn't. He was leasing an office and he couldn't like do a permanent install. So we made cool panels. They look almost acoustic, but yeah, it's just been that way. I mean, you hope that people dig what you do. You know, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, and I'm completely, you know, right brain. I'm not good with numbers, but I love to see my stuff in people's homes and offices or whatever. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think that's cool. Cause I, you know, I think people who want a custom home are also doing that. They're tinkering is a word that's going through my head right now, so I'm going to roll with it. But with different ideas of like, well, what if my bedroom did this? What if it functioned this way? Or they have a specific way they want to be able to get outside. And then that all the, goes all the way down to like the different textures or the way things have even been made to go in their house. And you're doing that same thing. So I think it's like a perfect marriage and you have of somebody wanting a custom home, but, you know, having somebody specifically who is also playing around with ideas of the way texture and material, the way light touches things and color goes into a home or like a business. So I think that's cool because it's like I'm on my own thinking, how can I put this building together? Then you have like the people listening to the podcast or our clients that are like, we want to live a certain way. And then you're doing that too. So it's like, I think it's it merges all together when you have like a synergy when you have people that are all wanting to put something creative out there.
Yeah, and most of the time, my clients, like yourself, you have an expectation of what it is I provide, right? My medium has a variance in it. Like you say, I want it to look like this. And we've had quite a bit of success together with actually the shapes you want to do and things like that. But you also, you have a window of, it may kind of go this way a little bit. It may kind of go this way, which you can explain to your clients about my product. But I think when people want to do this with me, as far as concrete, custom concrete, I have to tell them, look, this is the capability of what it'll do. Mm-hmm. But it's also, there's the unique side of it. Like you're going to have variance. So it's just the explanation of the medium. I can't go in and edit something once it's installed unless we just rip it out or it's not wood or plaster or drywall. So those are the challenges, but again, those are the qualities of the product.
One thing I was just thinking about, I was like, we haven't really talked about countertops too much, but one of the things I've been seeing a lot lately is curved edges of countertops. And when you have a curved edge of like quartz or granite, basically what you end up having to do, because people are really, a lot of people have been requesting these like thick edge. I'm like covering your head. I'm doing that SNL skit where you know, isn't that an SNL skit where he's like pinching people's heads or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, anyway, a really thick edge, like 3 or 4 inches thick. Then what they have to do is cut a bunch of pieces of quartz and then glue them together. And it always weird to me because the straight run, I like quartz too, but it's just, this is just one of those things. So on the straight run, you see a flat piece of quartz. Then as soon as you get to the curb, granite or quartz, it's like a stack. Mm-hmm. It's just stacked up, and then it's, you see a vertical line at the end of each stack, and then it's like 4 or 5 pieces of quartz stacked. Well, I was just thinking on the bar over at Kaya that you did, it has all these curves in it, and you literally, in quartz or granite, you'd just be stuck with all these little pieces. But the beauty of concrete is it's poured, and so we're able to get all these like nice edges and stuff like that.
We pulled it off, right? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, again, every job you've kind of given me, I'm just like, all right, well, let's try it.
And that came out of basically the person wanting a bar top. They had a purpose in their story about why these bar top needed to be curved. It wasn't like, I just want a radius at the end. Like, there's actually a narrative behind this idea of these like stacked rice patties that had to do with the food that they liked. And so that was kind of necessary to get right. So it trickled down, you know, it's like, hey, this is my idea about food that I like. hey, let's make the space like this. And then Nate's like, hey, I can make this. This material is actually like the most appropriate material to do this. One, it has a more earthy feel. Two, it can actually create these curves without having the jarring kind of change in direction of the grain mm-hmm. of the quartz and stuff like that. So yeah, that
one. And we went through a couple different versions of that from yeah. the first start to the end.
Yeah.
You know, and you learn to edit and you learn to adjust and ebb and flow with mm-hmm. it. So
that was fun. So I think we're just kind of having fun talking about, I like thinking about the stories of things we've made for people together and on your own. I like, you know, yeah. I like hearing about those. So, you know, I just want to say if you are interested, you know, a lot of the people, this podcast is for people who want a new custom home, but also a lot of people who are renovating or wanting to upgrade their house or their business or something. If you have something unique in your mind, I would say Maynard's Concrete is definitely somebody you should talk to see if that's a right fit for your project. Because like, it's a very fun, rewarding thing to have a custom concrete. Each one to me is like a sculpture, even the tiles made. And so give Nate a contact at, where's your contact information?
At Maynard's, and that's M as in Mary, mm-hmm. A-N-E-R-S _ concrete. And then, yeah, that's pretty, Instagram is probably the best showcase and okay. or way to get in touch with me.
Okay. Nate, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're
with
welcome.
Me today.
Thanks for having me. It's yeah. been fun.
I feel like it's funny because these go by so quick. I looked at the time and I was like, all we did, we just talked about stories. But I think they're good stories to help us get excited about custom concrete sinks,
yeah.
tile, countertops, things like that, or just sculptural panels and stuff like that for our project. So thank you once again. And if you haven't, go over to Kaya. You can see Nate's work there. And some really cool panels, sinks, Lineage. Really showcases everything there.
Lineage and Mills 50.
Yeah, Lineage, Mills 50, and at East End.
East
right?
End,
yeah.
Yep,
you did yep. that. So, yeah. Thank you for listening today. This is one of the most exciting materials to use in architecture as a whole. So I hope this gave you some inspiration today. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Card Custom Home and Architecture Podcast. If you are ready to start your journey of a lifetime designing and building a custom home or project, sign up for a free consultation at ca-rd.com today. We look forward to the journey together and making something unique for you and your family. If you have any topics you want discussed or questions about your custom home design for future episodes, send us a message via our website, ca-rd.com. And again, join us next time for another episode of the Card Custom Home and Architecture Podcast.